welcome to Jam Sessions. Our host, 150 Gamer, ex-Carlton vice captain, and unfortunately, my brother, Michael Jamieson, will be talking to a Carlton player each week, asking them the tough questions. Michael, today we've got a very special guest.
Yes, the Bunsen burner. Thanks, nice little learner. Kieran Byrne. What's crack?
Good to have you back, Big Mick. I did not know that was your sister.
Until then.
Yep.
Is that true?
You learn something new every day, don't you?
You didn't, the last names didn't give it away?
Nah, I didn't know. I'm not related to every barn in Ireland, so...
We're meant to be bound by blue down the sheds. We should know every staff member. Does Bolt still get you to walk upstairs and introduce yourself to people you don't know?
Yeah, he does. This is probably the first time we've seen in the last year anyway, so...
I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about Lucy's a full-time employee of the football club.
Yeah, sorry, Lucy.
That's all right.
Won't happen again, will it?
Thanks to Virgin Australia. Today we're getting the scoop from Kieran Byrne. How have you been?
Yeah, not too bad. Obviously, a disappointing start to the year. Got injured in round two against Gold Coast, which was a bit disappointing, but yeah, it's been not too bad.
What is the crack, mate? In all seriousness.
The crack's good, Mick. I haven't heard that in the while, to be honest. So.
Have we got any other Irish kids at the club at the moment?
We do. Yeah. We recruited Killy McDade from Galway, little Galway boy. So.
He's gone well. You're taking on a sort of a mentor role with him?
I did, yeah. He stayed with us for about 10 weeks with me and Crippen and Darcy Lang. So he stayed for about 10 weeks there in Maribyrnong, which was good. So made him settle into life in Melbourne, and he's recently moved out with Karen, as you know.
But
you met Karen before.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he's gone well.
Give us, I haven't seen much, you know, on the Carlton media platforms about, what was his name?
Cillian, as you would say, Killian McDade.
Killian. That's the guy's name off Peaky Blinders. That's the one. So
yeah.
Tell us how he is going. Has he been playing twos or what sort of player is he?
No, he actually hasn't. So I've seen him play Gaelic back home in Ireland. Okay. He's more of a halfback, quick, speedy, sort of hard nut player.
Sounds like yourself, mate.
Yeah, no. Maybe not as good, but he's going pretty well. He actually copped a bit of a foot injury there the last couple of weeks. So he was in Moonboot for a while, so he's getting back into it now, which is handy.
Well, as those who listened last week would know, the first segment of Jam Sessions is rapid fire questions. So Mick's going to throw you some hard hitting questions. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Born ready. I'll slow these down for you a little bit, mate. Okay. And just when you answer them, nice and clearly, okay?
Yeah.
When you get to the club in the morning, what is the first thing that you do?
First thing I do... I'd probably go to Dan the physio and get my ankle strapped.
Okay.
And a bit of a hit on my back, usually.
Okay. You take your socks off first?
Yeah, you kind of have to.
So ankles is not the first thing you do?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
If Caleb Marchbank wasn't a footballer, he'd be a...
He'd probably say a model, but... I don't know, he's not very smart. Jesus, good guy, I don't know.
It'd be Jesus.
No.
God, the first CD you owned?
First CD I owned?
Or what are you listening to right now, if you can't remember?
I'm just a mainstreamist. I just listen to whatever's on the internet or the radio, big fella. So.
What radio station? Gold or you're more?
More 91.5, smooth. Yeah.
You're a bit smooth. Yeah. If you had to describe Sam Rowe in one word, it would be, and take note, Rory was asked the same question about you last week and did not answer it kindly. So one word about Big Sam Roll.
Dinosaur.
Why?
Because he looks like one.
Okay. People say your most annoying habit is?
Being Irish? Yeah. Nah, probably stinky. I get that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, me and too.
Actually, I should say it. I'm glad you're sitting that far away. What's your favourite food?
Spuds.
Now I know that wasn't even a setup that way. Now I know this because you're very stingy. Would you rather win $50,000 or let your best friend win $500,000?
Probably my best friend $500,000. Yeah, because then he'd give me $100.
Yeah, see, that's smart. You look sometimes.
Yeah.
Matthew Wright's best quality is
not his height.
He's what?
Not his height. Best quality. Yeah, he's just a genuine good bloke. Big Matty Wright. Yeah.
Big Matty Wright. You like that. Favourite movie?
Prisoners.
It's a bit dark. Do you like those sort of movies in general?
I just like movies that make you think.
Outside give us a brief box, synopsis, you know, of Prisoners then.
It's a, for those who haven't seen it. For those who haven't seen it, it's a movie who the dad loses his kids.
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, that's the man, yeah. I forgot his name. Jackman. yeah, so he loses his kids and yeah, they go missing or whatever. And he goes looking for them throughout the whole movie. Yeah,
he doesn't. Don't just say that he finds them.
Does he eventually find them? I can't really remember.
You can't. So it's your favourite movie. You can't remember the lead actor, and you can't remember what happened.
I'm not usually good with actors, Mick. But yeah, he finds them. He definitely finds them.
Yeah.
Initially, he thought it was some dude, which it wasn't because he was mentally impaired. So it wasn't that dude, but it was someone else. And yeah, that's probably the best synopsis I can give you. To be honest,
you solved that.
Yeah.
The best thing about good being movie, a footballer but. Is...
Say that again?
The best thing about being a footballer is...
That it's my job and I get paid for it.
Okay. This is tough work at the moment. It's like pulling teeth.
Well, that's always what
pizza or pasta?
Pasta.
Describe yourself in 3 words.
Unique... good looking, talented.
Thanks, you're honest. Modest would be the 4th, wouldn't it? What sound does an elephant make?
You're not going to make me do this, are you?
I'm not going to make you, but it's a question. You can answer it.
I don't even know. Well, I do know, but I'm not.
That's your most common answer today. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Luce, what are we doing now?
Right, so that was a bit of a...
How does it go?
I don't know.
You tell us.
It's not too bad, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
You give us a go, Mick. What is it like?
I would have done the same exact
thing. Would you? Do it.
Okay, Luce.
So, people, I know you on the field, your stats, your highlights, your lowlights, but what we want to find out is the things people might not know about you.
Interesting.
So, since you've been drafted for Carlton, what's the best piece of advice you received?
I actually got a text from Big Mick there a couple of weeks ago. About being injured. I was a bit flat at the stage or whatever, obviously getting injured again. Big Mick sent me a text message saying, at least it's your job to get it right. So that was a pretty inspirational text.
It was much better than that.
Yeah, it was something along the lines of that, yeah. But it kind of put a smile on my face, to be honest.
That's what I do.
So what's something you think people would be most surprised to learn about you?
I know something. The most surprised thing I was the thing that surprised me most. And it's particularly, like, if you'd listen to this interview, things aren't going well for you.
Yeah.
You're a little bit daft, a little bit dense.
That's just my character.
But you did quite well at school.
Yeah. I was actually pretty book smart, if you know what I mean. Yeah, so we have a leaving cert back in Ireland, and the most points you can get is 600 points.
Yeah.
And I actually got 480 points, so...
Yeah.
In terms of leaving certs, that's actually, it's pretty good.
Yeah, so that's a surprise most after listening to this, I would have thought.
I wouldn't be the best speaker, but I can write notes.
What were your best and worst subjects at school?
I wasn't a massive fan of maths. I did honours up until my leaving cert, and then on the day I dropped down to ordinary level because I cacked myself because I would have failed it. So, yeah, I dropped down to ordinary level, so maths.
So aside from book smarts, what other talents do you possess outside of football?
As Mick would know, I'm a pretty handy golfer.
He is.
Yeah, probably a bit better than him, so...
He is. Not arguing.
What do you for a game soon, Mick, actually?
I'd love to. It's tough these 9-to-5 days, though.
Yeah, Bunsen. You're a busy man.
Don't get what 10 weeks off like you footballers.
What about a Sunday we can go for a hit?
We could.
Yeah, but we won't.
What's your favourite place to travel?
Back home.
Back home. I love getting back to Ireland, obviously, in the off-season. But I travelled a bit of Europe last year with a few of the lads and was in Mykonos. That was a massive fan of Mykonos. That was pretty exciting. Went to Germany. It was interesting. Wasn't a massive fan of London, to be honest, but all of Europe's kind of...
That's what every Irish person says.
Dig. Yeah.
Let's delve a bit more into that. I was going to ask you about your trip overseas. Who'd you go with? Our listeners will know your travel companions.
Yeah, they might know Paddy Cripps. Current captain of the current footy club. Yeah, I went with him. Andrew Gallucci, who unfortunately is not here anymore. And who else did I go with? Oh, Marchbank. Big Marchbank, yeah.
So how was the trip? How was travelling with those three boys?
Yeah, it was a bit like any trip. The first couple of days is good, and then you get fed up of seeing the same faces. But
didn't you go for a few weeks with them?
No, we went for 2.5 weeks, and the boys came to Ireland, so that was pretty exciting to show them where I'm from and get them to meet my family and that. So that was, as you did as well, Mick, a couple of years ago. So to show them boys where I played Gaelic and where I grew up was pretty good experience.
And I met your sisters, Emu and Sofa.
Come again?
That's right, isn't it? Brent, I forgot your mum's name, but it's Brendan, your dad.
Yeah, my dad's name is Brendan, and my mum's name is Pauline.
Pauline, and your sister's Emu and
she's
Sofa.
She's listening to this, she's not going to be too impressed.
Emu and Sofa, is that right?
Yeah, you're close.
What is it?
It's not an emu. My sister's name is Emma, and my older sister's Aoife, so if they're listening, I miss you guys a lot, so it's a heads up.
Who was the best with your Europe trip last year? Who was the best to travel with? If you had to travel again with those three, who would you go with, and who would you definitely not go with? And why?
Obviously I'm good mates with Paddy, so I'd go with him again, and he's pretty easy to get along with. Gucci's a funny man, he's a good person to have on a trip, so yeah, I'd have him again. I'm leaving, yeah, Marchbank out, so he's I don't know why. Just didn't offer much in some days, yeah, it gets pretty flat, Big Bang.
Now Christmas you went back home?
I did indeed.
For your brother's wedding?
Yep.
How was that? You were the best man?
I was indeed, yeah.
Did you give a speech?
It was short and sharp. We had the best it was one of the best days of my life. As you know, Irish weddings don't just go for one day, they went for three or four.
But I'm glad you told
me. Oh, you do know.
Yeah.
So that was on the 28th of December. We had it in Ballymacarry Village in Meath.
Start again and slow down. Where was it?
It was in County Meath.
Yeah, but what was the village?
Ballymacarry Village. So we hired that out for 2 days. That was...
the village.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. So we were the only people in the village for the 2 days. So that was exciting. Yeah, and obviously I was best man, so I had to... Had to give a bit of a speech and got a few laughs early on, and I didn't want to stop speaking. So, my brother was pretty impressed with that. And we had a great day, and he went on his honeymoon to America, which he didn't let me go on because I had to come back to Australia. So,
so when you say it goes for 4 days, are you just saying because you know Irish party, or is it like that Irish weddings do have a few days to them?
Oh, well, we usually kind of, so the day before the wedding, you have kind of a pre-event sort of thing. Okay. So all the groomsmen come to the house, you have a few drinks, or whatever, and as you know, all the girls kind of go to a different house,
yeah.
So they don't see each other the night before. And then the day of the wedding, it's a long day. Obviously, start pretty early. You go for breakfast usually, and then you have the wedding in the afternoon. And obviously, that night is a bit of a write-off. And then the day after, you catch up in the local pub just to celebrate the whole wedding thing.
And
then
be just a quiet, quiet.
Yeah,
few
that's
drinks,
only quite a few drinks here, yeah. The families and that. So, and then they go off on the honeymoon the day after. So it was a pretty quick couple of days.
Very good.
Sounds good.
You were invited, Mick, but obviously you didn't make the trip.
I wasn't. It must be still in the mail.
Yeah.
It is a long way.
It is a long way, yeah. It does get lost now and again.
So aside from golf, what do you do on your days off?
Good question. I come in and do podcasts with Big Mick.
And you see, it is Bunsen Burners Day off, so we should have...
Mm.
Yeah.
We should
have organised this.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on my day off. 6 o'clock on the tour of the night.
So I went to Ireland with Bunsen the year before. Yeah. And stayed at his house, and we went down and visit Gussie, Kieran Sheen in Cork.
Yeah.
And it was a fantastic trip. And I went out drinking with a few Irish friends of Bunsen's. Aussies think they can drink, and I'm no sort of macho drinker. But it comes out of their taps over there.
Yeah, Mick wasn't in the best form, to be honest.
It was the hardest thing there.
And geez, we were up pretty early too, weren't we?
Yeah, it wasn't nice.
I looked after him.
I don't know, you'd be able to include that.
It wasn't me, it was me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, on to our next segment now, which is the word association game. So,
love segments.
Mick's going to throw you some words and try not to think about it. Just answer with the first thing that comes to your mind.
One word answers or whatever?
Yeah, one, two, three. That's fine.
All right, here we go. Collingwood.
Pies.
Coachella.
Parody.
Football.
Football.
Nice. Gaelic or hurling?
Gaelic.
Michael Jamieson.
Fathead.
Can't argue with that. Forwards.
Crowd pleasers.
Paddy Cripps.
Can't say the same as you, can I? Fathead? No, yeah. Stingy. Yeah, he's pretty stingy.
For some reason, I'm not money. Oh, you're not too bad, are you?
No, I'm good. Yeah. I'm always the one that, like, whips out the carrot and pears for stuff.
It's because you're with Paddy Cripps.
Yeah, exactly.
Large weak lattes.
Started on them, but slowly going down to piccolos.
Have you gone to piccolo? Not even just this.
Yeah, I needed it this morning to wake me up, but yeah. The old strong lattes are well in the past.
Weak strong lattes. Large weak lattes.
Yeah, they're well in the past.
Bad haircuts. What are you running at the moment? Take your hat off.
Currently just going with a little fresh fade. Number two on the side, leaning into a scissor cut. So that's my go usually.
Who's the best Irish player in the comp at the moment?
You were lucky enough to be into an All-Ireland final. You seen Baron Brogan play. He was pretty good that day.
In our comp, sorry.
Oh, I thought you said in the
comp. I said in the comp, but it's fair enough.
Oh, right, yeah.
You'd be tired, aren't you, big fella?
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's pretty late. Who is the best player to come? Zach Toohey's obviously going pretty well. He played 150 games there last week, so that was a pretty good effort by him.
Who are the three best players that you've enjoyed playing with at the Blues? And don't just say like the best ones, the obvious ones that the fans won't know. Even people they might not, you know, realize.
Wouldn't think of.
Yeah, wouldn't think of. Just the three people you've enjoyed, not necessarily the best even, three people you've enjoyed just running out and playing alongside.
Well, over the last couple of years, obviously, the big one would be Cade Simpson. He's been a pretty big role model for me. So I really enjoyed playing with him. I like the way he plays his footy. So, yeah, Cade Simpson. And also, who else? Also, probably maybe Ed Connor. I just like the way he goes about his footy. He's a pretty hard nut, gives us all every week. So, them two are probably the two biggest.
Good answer. Who's the hardest player you've played on? Quickly before we finish,
I reckon is it Sonny Bill Walters that dude from?
Isn't he a rugby player?
Sonny Bill Williams,
Michael Walters from Freo.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Sonny Bill Williams. Oh, that's funny. Oh. Yeah, he's a pretty nippy forward, so he kicked a few.
Yeah, wrap us up, Luce. That'll do. You're tired,
Sonny
lad.
Sonny Bill Williams.
You've been listening to Jam Sessions. Big thanks to my co-host Mick and Kieran for coming in on your day off. We'll be back next week to get the inside scoop on another Carlton player. See you then.
Thanks, Lucy.
Cheers, bye.
Thanks, bye.